DIA has long been committed to engaging the voice of the patient in the healthcare ecosystem, the fruit of the early vision of Dr. Yi Zhuye. Dr. Zhuye has been deeply involved in DIA since 1990. Having served as DIA president and a member of its board of directors, Dr. Zhuye was named the DIA Fellow, the organization's highest honor, and is one of the persons most responsible for DIA's first formal steps into patient engagement. Currently, Dr. Zhuye is Secretary General of the Academy of Medicine Foundation. He was chairman of the Scientific, Technical, and Regulatory Policy Committee for the European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industry Associations and served as chair of the Regulatory Policy Committee for the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Associations. He was named honorary president of the French Academy of Pharmacy in 2013. My name is Chris Lewecki. I serve as senior copywriter at DIA. Thank you for your time today, Dr. Zhuye, and welcome. What influences drove your interest in identifying and amplifying the patient voice in DIA, first in Europe, but then around the world?
Well, Chris, in fact, it's a long story. It started about, 30 years ago, when I was asked to chair a committee at the French Industry Association, which was dealing with consumers. And at that time, I had the opportunity to meet not only consumers, but for the first time, patients that I knew before as individuals, because I'm a physician, but as advocates and also representative of patients. And what appeared to me is that there was a very large difference between a consumer of health and a patient. And each of us, if we are in good health, consumer of health means that from time to time we have a disease, or we are ill, or we don't feel that well, but it's only for a few days. And it's very different when you are a patient. When you are a patient, you have a chronic disease, you wake up with your disease, you go to bed with your disease, you don't sleep well because of your disease. And then you have a very different way of considering the disease. And you have different views in considering, health globally, and the different discussions which take place there. So then I thought that it was of interest to organize a specific committee with patients. So I started, just as I said, that about 30 years ago, in having a committee where patient groups were represented. So we started to work, and we started not only to have interaction, but to prepare some activities, some actions all together. But then when I was involved in the DIA, in fact, been involved in DIA for years, but when I was more in the, direction or in the way of, in a position to lead some activities at DIA, I thought that my experience could serve DIA, and I started to propose to the board some activities with patients. And I started in Europe because I'm from Europe, and it was easier to consider this. And then afterwards, we put this at the global level.
Excellent. Sir, may I ask you to reflect more personally? Is there in your own life, have you or someone that you know had a particularly, unfortunately, bad or a particularly good experience as a patient with the healthcare system that further fueled your interest? Or has it been purely from the professional experience level?
Once there was at the Euro meeting, Mary Baker, who is a representative of patients, and she's a very tough woman. She was the Woman of the Year in the UK about 10 years ago.
Of the European Brain Foundation, correct?
And she said, well, look at this panel at the stage. Well, 50 years ago, everyone here would be dead because each of us, we had a disease which could lead to death. And that's very true. It happened to me like everyone. So, but it's not perhaps that which led my interest. It's more because I'm a physician. And I used to be a real physician, seeing patients for, 40 years regularly. And my choice of being a physician was to have interaction with patients. In fact, I'm in my family, everyone is a physician. My father was a psychiatrist. My grandfather was a medical doctor and a surgeon. My great-grandfather was also, his father was also, and you can have a sort of a connection, a family connection there. When I was a child, and I went with my grandfather, they often to see patients in the countryside, and I was always interested to see the discussion, what happened, you know, interaction with patients. And in fact, this is this kind of relationships that I have always privileged, and that made my choice to be a physician. And so I think that in listening to the patients, in seeing how precise they are in expressing their views, is the experience which led me to having this sort of empathy, to having this relationship with patients.
May I ask you to look back over the decade or so of DIA patient engagement, particularly in Europe? Practically speaking, what do you think that has accomplished?
I think we have accomplished a lot. And what is interesting is the path that we have followed. Because, you know, I was involved in very early in time in being a member of a program committee at European, but also global level. I was a member of the program committee of the annual meeting very early. So what I started to do with my experience in France is to have patients as speakers to give their views on specific topics. And this was very new, in fact. At that stage, there were very few patients who were, in fact, invited to participate. And then, progressively, I proposed them to be chair of sessions, and then to be member of program committee, and then to be a member of the advisory committees at European level. And at the end, just when I left the board, I managed, and everyone was okay. There was a consensus to have a patient at the board. So this has been a sort of a regular path, which very naturally was followed by the IA under my leadership at European and then at global level. But this was always presented to the board, and there was an agreement, and I think that the IA has really taken benefit of having this kind of interaction with the patient.
Sir, I'd like to change gears for a moment. Innovation is a word that we use often in many industries, and in particular now, with drug and device development. Innovation is very most often used to describe technological or scientific progress. But where do you see opportunities for innovation in patient engagement?
Patients have, because of their knowledge of their own disease or the sharing that they have are of a specific disease or globally of diseases, they have a specific expertise which is complementary to the classical scientific or the science and technology expertise. And they have, in fact, they are expert in experience. They have different views. They just go to bed with their disease, they come back, and in the morning they have always. So when you consider these new technologies, or even, you know, some, for instance, clinical trial. Clinical trial design is a very good example. The classical endpoints. Are these classical endpoints really adapted to the needs of the patient? Well, it appears that patients have used, and that they are really useful to have the protocols being adapted, in fact, to answer better the questions. And when the answers given are better, then it's also good for instance, for the industry, for the companies, because what they submit, for instance, for registration, for the registration of their products, is better adapted to the needs of the regulators, and this is a win-win activity. And this kind of specific expertise is now recognized, and you see that particularly in the regulatory bodies. In Europe, at the EMA, you have the Orphan Committee, the Committee for Orphan Medicine Products is co-chaired by a patient, and you have the patients involved in different working groups and activities. So, and my experience is that each time we had a patient present in this kind of discussion, it was positive. So then this is, to me, really a step. And but this step is not completely well done, overcome. And so we need really to move forward and to keep in mind the necessity of having patients present in the different activities in science and technology, but also in the regulatory bodies which assess the result of the research.
Sir, in Europe, can you identify a particular patient population or therapeutic area that you believe is very underrepresentative and you wish perhaps was a little louder, if not in Europe, globally?
Well, there are some diseases which are not so well recognized. Often diseases now, they are well organized and they are recognized. AIDS people, of course, they have been very active and they are recognized. Mm-hmm. Cancer people as well, because it's a very severe disease. But when you look at rheumatoid arthritis is a disease which doesn't lead to death or after 30 years of the disease, but people have pain. They have little by little, their activity is reduced. Their life is really impaired. And in the previous generation, my grandmother had an rheumatoid arthritis, and she was almost impossible for her to get up off her bed. So this is a disease which is not represented, which is not present. Now perhaps a bit better, but in the previous year, it was not the case at all. And what is interesting is that it is because there are no new treatments, is that this disease is better recognized than it was in the past, because in fact, it was difficult to do anything for these patients.
Oh, thank you. The final question, sir, is looking forward, where do you see opportunities and how can DI continue to help identify and amplify the voice of patients so that they have a real impact on the healthcare system of Europe?
I think that DI has done a lot. DI, in most of the activities of DI, patients are considered as stakeholders. I think what is important is to keep this moving forward, and that there are more and more of these patients present in the DIA activities and in the DIA different bodies. We have to be careful not to go back to this activity. We always to think about and consider that it is necessary to move forward. Now, I think that patients should be like the other kinds of stakeholders present in each of the different bodies, and particularly I think it was very important that there was for the first time a patient at the board, and this should stay as such. And the second thing which is I think very important is really to always push that in the program committees patients are able to express themselves in the different presentations, sessions, workshops, and not only as patients, but having global views, because they have now a global expertise. DIA in trying to drive innovation will help. We go on helping in having this voice being present in the discussions, in the different workshops that DIA organizes to the benefit of health everywhere in the world. And in saying that, I think that in some regions of the world, the authorities in particular are not as advanced in getting patients in the discussion. And I think that DIA, particularly in Asia and perhaps also in Latin America, could help in bringing patients in the discussion in these different regions.
Well, this concludes our conversation with Dr. Yves Jouyet. Dr. Jouyet, on behalf of DIA, and particularly the patients that we all work together to serve, thank you not only for your time today, but thank you for your vision and all of your efforts on behalf of the patients in Europe and around the world.
Thank you, Chris. It's been a real pleasure to be able to answer your questions. And also to speak about the topic, which is going directly to my heart. Thank you very much.